The warriors and the carpenter were walking close at hand. They wept like anything to see such quantities of sand. If this were only cleared away, they said, it would be grand.
Such Quantities of Sand, a play for radio by Bill Lyons. Such Quantities of Sand.
And lastly, we say farewell to Mr. Short, who is leaving us to take the post of assistant headmaster at Petersham. We wish him luck at his new school and thank him for his years of service here at Moxbridge. Thank you. Now, those boys travelling by the school coach to the station will assemble in house order in the playground after this assembly. And after the experiences of last term, it seems necessary to remind those boys whose parents are collecting them that the forecourt is for the parking of master's cars. It is not a public thoroughfare, and it is out of bounds to boys and their parents. You will please pass this information on to any parent who is still ignorant of it. Now stand. We will sing hymn 874. Mine eyes have seen the glory.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is stamping out the vintage where the grapes have brought the soul. He has loosed the reins of lightning on his terrible sword, and his truth is marching on.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
What do you think of that, then? Not bad. Not bad, Foster. I bet you wouldn't kick her out of bed, eh? I bet you wouldn't.
What have you got there, Marks?
Nothing, sir.
Give it to me.
Sir.
Nothing, is it? You will write out 50 times the consumption of erotic literature during the singing of a hymn is an insult to Almighty God and is also a breach of school regulations. 50 times.
But, sir...
Bring it to me before you leave.
But, sir, my parents are collecting me, sir.
Then you'll have to keep them waiting, won't you?
Yes, sir.
Glory, glory, hallelujah,
and the day is marching on.
Boots. My dad will kill me.
I haven't got your stupid boots. Keep out of my locker.
Come on, Colin. The train goes in an hour and you're not even packed yet.
I'm not going on the train. I'm staying here.
Oh, I say, I am sorry. I thought Monty was the only one staying.
Well, I've got them. I can't find my trunk now.
I didn't know you were staying. Are your parents abroad too?
No.
In prison, are they?
Shut up,
Barnsby.
Why is it though, Collins?
A car accident. My parents are in hospital.
Oh, I say, bad luck.
Well, they'll recover.
Oh, yes, but it's still jolly bad luck.
I'll say it is. Bad luck for Collins being stuck in this dump all through the hole.
Well, you won't have to do lessons, will you?
No, of course he won't. It'll be my third holidays here. Matron stays on, one of the masters and his wife, if they can get one mug enough.
Oh, I see.
You just mooch around. It's all right if you're not on your own, and we won't be. There'll be three of us. Beamer's staying on, too. It's costing my dad a fortune. I'm surprised your dad can afford it, Collins.
Yeah, well, we've told them to charge it up on your dad's bill, Montgomery. He can afford it.
Like hell you have.
Who's the master you've got staying?
Somebody said it was Proby.
Poor you. I wouldn't like to do an extra six with Sergeant Major Proby.
Boys will enjoy their holiday by numbers. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Proby's all right.
He's a fool.
A bit of discipline never did anyone any harm.
This is a school, not the army.
A bit of army discipline isn't out of place.
Oh, stroll on.
Well, I'm going to get downstairs for the train call. Bye-bye, chaps. See you next term.
Hard luck and all that. See you.
Yeah, see you.
See you next term.
You want a fag?
In the dorm?
Well, we're on holiday, remember?
Well, it's still risky, smoking in the dormitory. All right, let's risk it.
Don't do me any favours. Here.
What's this supposed to be?
Surprisingly enough, a fag.
Funny-looking fag.
Well, if Rolleron are too common for his highness, perhaps he'd give it back.
Well, it's all right, I suppose.
Light?
Mm-mm. Thanks. Open the window. Keep the smoke out.
Better?
Yes. Is it your first holiday here?
Yeah, I was working last holidays.
Oh, doing what?
Oh, a bit of everything. On the newspaper my father works on. I was hoping to do the last 3 weeks of this holiday as well, but I don't know what'll happen now with my parents being in hospital.
It's my third holidays here. My father's in the Foreign Service.
Yes, I know.
They're abroad most of the time.
Shame you can't get out there with them.
Yes, I'd like to have had my education abroad, but well, can't break the tradition, you know.
Tradition?
Fourth generation Montgomery at Muxbridge Hall, I am.
Fancy.
Great-grandfather, grandfather, father, now me. My grandfather was head boy.
Well done, Granddad Montgomery.
Was your dad here?
God, no. Local grammar. Same as I would have been if I hadn't got the scholarship.
Oh, yes, you're a scholarship boy.
Well, you make it sound catching.
There's somebody coming. Get rid of those fags.
Hello?
It's you, Beamer.
Yes, who did you think it was?
He thought someone was going to get him for smoking, and I told him we're on holiday.
Well, I don't want to get caught.
The coach at the station is leaving, look.
Hooray.
Fanshawe's missed it.
Oh, typical.
He's running after it.
Fanshawe running? This I must see. He looks like an elephant. Come and look, Collins.
I've seen him before.
Oh, they're stopping for him.
Look, old Derry's telling him off now.
Everyone's crowding at the windows. He's really tearing him off a strip.
Fat Fanshawe's quivering.
Derry hates him.
I think he's crying.
He is crying.
Look at him blubbing away.
Come and look, Collins. Fanshawe's blubbing away there.
They're all laughing in the coach.
Hysterical. Come on, Collins, you're missing it.
Missing what?
Fanshawe.
The school weed.
I've seen him before.
Derry's still going on at him.
And he's still crying.
Well, Derry's enjoying himself. Well, they'll have to hurry. If they don't get off soon, they'll miss the train.
The Fanshawe's of the world unite.
What?
We need you.
Eh?
To form a union. Fanshawe's fatties. Get everybody to contribute, fix a wage, set rate for the job. After all, who would we laugh at without you?
What's he talking about?
Negotiate clauses in your contract. Falling flat on your face, time and a half for Sundays.
Oh, ignore him.
But what's he talking about?
Bonuses for the most feeble at rugby and cricket.
We're going to have to put up with this all through the holidays.
He's getting on the coach now anyway.
You talk a lot of nonsense, Collins.
Well, that's it. They're driving off. We're on our own now. What are we going to do for 6 weeks?
Well, it's not too bad. We can go into the town.
There's nothing much there.
It's all right. Better than being here all the time. Hello, sir.
Right then. I thought I'd come up here straight away. You can sit down if you like. Yes, I thought I'd come up here and tell you what we'll be doing for the next 6 weeks. Now, as it's officially your holiday, I won't be taking you for daily PT, but I would think it advisable for you to attend at least one period in the gym each week, just to keep in trim, so I will arrange that.
Is that compulsory, sir?
I said I thought it advisable, Collins, understand?
Yes, sir.
As I've said, this is officially your holiday, and you'll therefore be allowed to go down to the town more often than usual. But, holiday or no holiday, you will remember that the good name of this school is in your hands. So, let me have no complaints about you. Furthermore, I will not tolerate any breaches of school rules. For instance, smoking is forbidden in this dormitory at all times. Don't let me catch you smoking in the town either. It's a filthy habit, one which you would do well not to acquire. Now, 6 weeks is a long time. For me as much as you. Now, we don't want to get too bored, do we? The devil finds work for idle hands. Therefore,
yes,
I shall make it my business to organize certain activities for you during this time. Try to keep you busy, eh? That clear?
Yes, sir.
Any questions?
Yes, sir.
Well, Collins?
When's lunch, sir?
Lunch will be when Matron is ready, Collins. She's a very busy woman, especially with the added work of catering for you three during these holidays. So I don't want to hear any of you bothering her with your petty problems. You're old enough to deal with your own cut fingers, headaches, and wet nappies. Understood?
Yes, sir.
Right. As far as possible, I shall be taking all meals with you. This doesn't include breakfast, which should be a relief to you, as I've no doubt that you boys get up considerably later than me. The bell will be sounded before each meal, and when you hear it, I want you in the hall promptly. I'll stick up a roster for washing up in the dining hall. Matron can't be expected to do everything. You'll be the first on it, Collins.
Yes, sir.
Right, then. Carry on. See you all at lunch.
But if I see you first?
Poor old Collins got the washing up.
You don't know how to deal with
him. 6 weeks with him.
You've got to learn to handle him right.
Well, like you. Yes, sir. No, sir. 3 bags full, sir.
You'll learn.
Come on, then. Throw that medicine ball out. Faster. Come on, Beamer. I said throw it, not drop it, boy. Weakening army kill you like a jelly you are. Fit? You don't even know what the word means. Look at you. Stop.
Beamer. How old are you, boy?
15, sir.
You too?
17, sir.
Collins?
17, sir.
You move around like you was 90. Look at the state you've let yourselves get into. It's horrible. And what are you going to be like when you haven't got compulsory games and PT? Shall I tell you?
Could we stop you?
You'll sit on your backside in some office all day, getting fatter and fatter. Smoking and drinking too much, aye. 2 years in the army do you good. They got a lot to answer for, scrapping the call-up.
Yes, but you weren't called up, were you, sir? I bet you volunteered.
There was a war on when I first joined the army, Collins. A war. So everybody had to join up. If we hadn't, you wouldn't have been born, Boyle. I volunteered to stay on afterwards. Ah, you can sneer at the army, Collins, but it would have made a man out of you. And I can't see anything else doing that. See, there's an order about army life that makes all this seem like chaos. Well, you knew what to do in each situation. You were trained to do it, see?
I think they should bring back conscription, sir.
Crawler.
I do. I think it would be a very good idea.
You'd soon change your mind if you were square-bashing.
Well, if you get a university place, you ought to be exempt. It's a question of where you'll be most useful. Do these yobbos a bit of good, though.
You skiver.
A fascinating discussion, but don't think it's getting you out of your PT. Now get that medicine ball going round again.
Yes, sir.
Come on, faster, faster, faster. Move it, keep it moving. Get mouse in, Beamer. You idle little public school boy. Move it.
More tea, dear?
In a minute.
Yes. Is your egg all right?
Little hard.
Oh, I am sorry.
A little hard. How long do you give it?
Well, I don't know.
Well, 3 minutes, 25 seconds. I like my eggs, you know that.
Yes, I know, dear, but the kettle was boiling and the eggs were due off. I got flustered.
No method.
I got flustered.
If you had method, you wouldn't get flustered. You should organize yourself.
I said I was sorry, your egg was hard.
But that's not the point. As you said, you were flustered. I accept that. I don't mind putting up with a hard egg once in a while. But I wouldn't like it to become habitual, merely through a lack of organization.
It won't happen again.
Well, not if you organize yourself properly.
Your eggs are all right normally.
Most times, yes.
You don't need to tell me how to run my own kitchen.
They've been hard before.
Yes.
My dear, I wouldn't presume to tell you how to run your kitchen. But there are some occasions, however, when the basic problem is one of organization, as was the case this morning.
Yes, dear. Are they nice boys? The boys that are staying on at the school during the holidays?
They're mostly the same boys. Lazy, given too much money by doting parents.
Yes.
I don't think I'll have any trouble with them.
Oh, that's good anyway.
Collins might be a problem.
Oh, dear.
Beamer has no brains, so he's no trouble. Montgomery's father, foreign service, got a good family background. A bit full of himself, of course, but no real trouble.
That's good.
But Collins might be a problem.
Oh, dear.
He's a scholarship boy. I think he's got a chip on his shoulder about it. Difficult problem. Out of his depth social, see?
Oh, that seems a shame.
Fact of life.
Strange, though. I mean, after all, the other masters are ex-public school and you get on with them all right. Oh,
I've been used to mixing with officers, though, haven't I?
Oh, yes, I suppose that would help. I hope it won't mean too much extra work for you, dear.
No, I'm being paid to do a job. I must do it regardless.
Yes, but we need a holiday, too. I mean, these boys, they're old enough to look after themselves most of the time.
But they are still my responsibility. They'll have their free time, but I'm here to see they get into no mischief. To look after them. And they need looking after. The condition they're in. I can't sit by and watch them get any more unfit.
No, dear.
What a fact.
Oh, not one of those tatty things of yours. I've got some proper ones. See? Warning from HM government, smoking can damage your health.
Yeah. Well, come on then, let's have one.
Oh, all right.
Oh, king size.
Exactly. So I'm not going to give you one for each you've given me. These are much more expensive.
All right, but you still owe me a few.
Poor old Beamer hasn't finished the washing up yet.
They ought to get a machine.
What?
A washing up machine.
They've got us.
Slave labour.
You going into the town today?
I might.
I am.
Have fun.
I intend to.
What, in Moxbridge?
There are girls in Moxbridge.
I've never noticed any. None worth a second look.
Well, beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah, I might come, I suppose.
Hey, you soon changed your mind.
Here, watch it, you two. Proby's arrived.
Oh, thanks for the warning. Now, save the fag end, Monty. I can use the tobacco to roll up another one.
Well, that doesn't sound very hygienic.
You might be glad of it by the end of the holidays.
Here you are, then. Don't expect me to smoke them.
Do you know that old baggage matron left me a washing up from last night?
Hard luck.
Took me ages to clean a rotten milk saucepan.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Montgomery. Now, no doubt you boys had some activity planned for yourselves this morning?
Well, yes, sir. We thought that we'd go into the town.
We were going to ask you first, sir.
Were you now? How kind of you. Well, you can go into the town.
Oh, good, sir.
But not this morning.
Oh, sir.
Quiet, Beamer. You can go into the town this afternoon if I'm satisfied.
Satisfied with what, sir?
You're unfit, Collins. You all are.
Well, I thought that it was just the one period of PT a week, sir.
Ooh, not PT, Collins. A little cross-country run. Oh. Well, nothing too energetic. A little healthy exercise and you'll feel invigorated for your journey into the town this afternoon.
Exhausted, more like.
Right, shorts and singlets. I want to see you downstairs in 5 minutes.
Yes, sir.
And a good morning to you.
Cross-country?
All right, if you handle him properly, you say. That man is mad.
It's just his little crusade.
What do you mean, Monty?
Trying to get us all fit. An efficient fighting force and all that.
You mean he'll be like this all through the holiday?
I think so, till he thinks we're fit enough. Boxing, cross-country, PT, the lot.
But not on us, the oysters cried, turning a little blue.
What oysters?
After such kindness, that would be a dismal thing to do.
What are you talking about, Collins?
Now, that was what the oysters said when they discovered they were going to be eaten.
What oysters?
The Walrus and the Carpenter. Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, yes.
Alice in Wonderland? Your favourite book, is it, Collins? Or do you prefer Winnie the Pooh?
Now, that's good, too.
You are joking.
And Wind in the Willows.
17 years old.
What happened to the oysters?
They ate them, every one.
Oh.
Well, if you're not going to read us Noddy in Toyland, perhaps we can go and get changed for the cross country.
Come on, Collins, what kept you?
I was looking at the scenery, sir.
13:25. Not a bad time, I suppose. Where are the others?
Well, Montgomery's just behind me, sir. I don't know what's happened to Beamer.
Fairly creditable run, Collins.
Can I go into the town now, sir?
Of course, Collins. You'll have a bit of a wait for the bus. There's not another one for 3/4 hour. I should walk in. The exercise will do you good.
I think I'll wait, sir.
Hello, sir.
13:55, Montgomery.
Oh, that's my first time under 14 minutes, sir.
Well done, lad. Be under 13 by the end of this holiday.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm going to have my shower. It's 3/4 hour before the bus.
Yes, I'll come along too.
You didn't see Beamer along the way, did you, Montgomery?
Only at the start, sir.
Aye, well, he'll be along, I expect.
Yes, sir. I'm going to have my shower, sir.
Carry on, Montgomery.
Glad that's over.
It wasn't too bad.
You'll be telling me you find it invigorating next.
Stop moaning. We can get down to the town this afternoon. Matron made us up sandwiches. It'll be a good day.
Oh, yes, a great day. Cross-country in the morning, aches and pains in my legs and back, and the prospect of nearly 6 weeks of Proby. Great. Oh, and a cold shower. Well, I'm not going under that.
Go on, you coward.
I haven't noticed you getting under.
All right.
It's not too bad, really. They're very good for you, cold showers.
All right.
You get your circulation going. All right. Here goes. Where's the towel?
Easy.
I don't know.
You see, you'll feel much better afterwards.
Can't wait.
Hey, what's that stuff you've got in your locker?
Aftershower cologne.
Oh, you big pansy.
Well, it's got a masculine tang. It says so on the bottle.
Not from where I'm standing, it doesn't.
It'll drive those little Moxbridge yokels wild.
So I wonder what's happened to Beamer. He's probably fallen into a ditch.
Oh, he's just slow. He'll be along soon.
Yeah. Probably he'll give him help.
Well, that's his tough luck. Anyway, it's a pretty poor show to be still out on the course after all this time. I say, I've got this tie in Carnaby Street. Do you like it?
Yeah, it's all right, but I wouldn't put it on until we get on the bus if I were you, or Proby will tear it off you.
Oh, do you think it's too loud?
No, Proby will.
I say, you're probably right. But we'll go back and look for Beamer when you're ready.
Yeah, hold on a minute.
Look at the time. What's happened to him? It's just my luck if he's had an accident. Typical. Maimed. Lost a limb. Not my fault, of course, but I'll get the blame. Convenient scapegoat I'd make. I should never have taken the job. 22 minutes, 30 seconds.
Hello, sir. Any sign of him?
Not yet, Montgomery.
Poor old Beamer. Wonder what's happened to him.
No cause for alarm.
Yeah, but he should be back by now, though, shouldn't he, sir?
He's 2 years younger than you. Can't be expected to compete with you at Fast Times, Collins.
Yeah, but he could practically have walked it by now.
But when I want your opinions, Collins, I'll ask for it.
Yes, sir. There he is, sir. Just coming through the trees up there.
Yeah, there he is. I told you there was no cause for alarm. Come on, Beamer, move yourself.
He looks all in. Yes.
23 minutes, 15 seconds, Beamer. What happened to you?
I got a stitch, sir.
I see. Well, you count yourself lucky you're supposed to be on holiday. Otherwise, I'd have you straight round that course again.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Now go and get showered.
Yes, sir.
See you at the bus stop, Beamer.
Yeah, we've got your sandwiches.
I won't be long.
23 minutes, 15 seconds. Disgraceful. Disgraceful. Oh, I said to the headmaster, all very well concentrating on exams, measuring the school in university places and GCE results, but that isn't everything. Oh, no. The whole school is unfit, I said to him. And that includes some of the staff, but he wouldn't do anything about it. 23 minutes.
Oh, well, Mr. Proby. Who were you talking to, Mr. Proby?
Talking? Well, I'm just thinking aloud, matron.
I see. Well, I'm glad I've caught you anyway.
Yes?
I was hoping I would. I thought I might have missed you.
I was just leaving.
I thought you would be. That was it, I thought. Mr. Proby will probably be driving into the town for a little lunchtime drink. And perhaps he can get a few things for me while he's there.
Well, I was going to the town.
As I thought, for a little lunchtime drink.
Well, it's not a habit, matron.
No, of course not.
I just thought I'd go today.
I wasn't suggesting.
No. Well, that's all right then. What can I get for you?
I've put it all down on this list here.
There's rather a lot.
Yes, but it's all in the same shop, you see.
Well, I'll bring it back this afternoon.
Thank you, Mr. Proby. It's very kind of you. Any time this afternoon will do. It's not urgent.
All right, matron. If it's not urgent, why did she ask me? Why couldn't she get it herself? Not my job to go and get her shopping. Maybe she was checking up on my movements. I noticed that little dig about the lunchtime drink. A couple of pints of bitter, she'll make me out to be an alcoholic. It all goes back, I know that. Everything I do will be reported. She must think I'm pretty stupid if she thinks I haven't realized that by now. Oh, I know when I'm being spied on.
Come on, 2 bob from each of you.
What?
Bus fare.
I thought you were treating us, Montgomery.
You'll be lucky.
There you are.
And mine.
Thank you. What happened to you this morning, Beamer?
I thought I'd take a shortcut.
Some shortcut. He arrives 10 minutes after everybody else.
I got onto the main road, then I got a lift back. I was right by the school, but we'd only been gone 5 minutes, so I thought I'd lie low for a bit. I didn't want Proby to see me.
Skyver.
Well, I thought that if I went into the wood, he wouldn't see me. Then I got lost.
Serves you right.
Oh, I didn't mind. I found my way back eventually. And it was better than running round that cross-country course. Right, where now, Monty?
The pictures. What's on? That doesn't matter, Beamer. It's the best place to pick up local birds.
Let's go to the pictures, then.
I don't think I'll come, thanks.
I'll lend you the money, if you like.
No, it's not that.
Who'll pay me back when you get sent your pocket
no,
money?
No, it isn't that. I just don't feel like going to the pictures.
We're not going to see the film, Collins.
No, I know. Enjoy yourselves.
All right, then. It's up to you.
Might see you later.
Yes, probably.
Yes. See you, Collins.
See you. Best place to pick up local birds. 2 hours of John Wayne and a drink on a stick, that's all you'll get.
You can wait. Zebra crossing, my right of way.
Moxbridge Park. No ball games. No transistors. Keep off the grass. Apart from that, enjoy yourself. This bench was donated by Lady Antonia Thompson. Well, thank you, Lady Antonia. See the tiring peasants sweating at their toil. Albert sweeps the station. Cook watches cabbage boil. Accountants do accountancy. A king must bear his crown. Each man has his thing in life. But don't it get you down.
Excuse me.
What?
Excuse me.
Yes?
Can you tell me how to get to Brinkham's?
Ah.
It's the big store, you know, clothes, furniture, everything.
Yes, I know. I was trying to think how you'd get there from here.
Thank you.
Well, if you go straight down this side of the park...
Straight down?
And at the second set of traffic lights, turn left.
Then left?
Then there's a sort of a cobbled street that goes up towards the high street. Oh, no, wait a minute.
I could ask someone else.
No, I do know how to get there. It's just difficult to explain.
Oh.
Well, I could show you if you like.
Oh, don't worry.
I've got nothing else to do.
Well, if it's no trouble.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Do you work round here?
Well, sort of.
Oh, I see.
I'm at Moxbridge Hall.
But that's the posh school just outside town.
That's right.
I thought it was the school holidays.
Well, my parents had an accident, so I'm staying on just for a bit.
Oh, are they dead?
No, not dead. They're in hospital.
Oh, I see. Well, are they badly hurt?
Well, my mother's written to me from hospital, and she hopes to be out soon.
Oh, that's good.
But my dad's not well enough to write yet.
Oh, dear, I am sorry. Still, I expect he'll be better soon. They look after you well in hospital.
Well, that's what my mother says.
My brother sprained his wrist, and he was right as rain in no time. Mind you, he was always complaining about it. I want to get a new skirt when I'm in Brinkham's.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, it's about the only place you can get anything round here, isn't it?
I suppose it is, yes.
It's also old-fashioned, isn't it? Don't you think it's old-fashioned?
It is. Very.
Yes.
Well, here we are, madam. Brinkham's.
Thank you.
All part of the service.
I'm sorry to have taken you out of your way.
Well, I said I didn't have anything else to do.
Still, it was kind of you.
My pleasure.
Well, here I am, then.
Yes.
Thank you again.
Yes.
Might see you around.
Yes.
Yes?
Well.
What?
I thought,
Yes?
Are you in a hurry?
A hurry? Well, not especially.
No, well, neither am I.
Oh.
I thought, well, there's a coffee place over the road there.
Oh, yes.
Would you like to have a coffee?
Well, I have got to get some things at Brinkham's.
Oh, yes, of course.
But I'm not in that much of a hurry.
Well, neither am I.
Well, I would like a coffee.
Well, come on, then.
Look, you'll get us killed!
Yeah.
Crossing a road like that. Nice here.
Yes.
I think that the decor is nice.
Yes. Do you live around here?
Just moved in. My dad's firm transferred him.
Oh, I see.
We used to live in London.
There's a good film at the Palace. John Wayne.
Yeah, tea or coffee?
Coffee. Coffee?
Thanks.
Yeah, two coffees.
Black or white?
White for me.
And me.
Do you want a cake?
Well, I'm on a diet.
You don't have to diet.
Anything else?
I'll have a cake, go on.
No, really, thank you, but you have one.
Anything else, sir?
No, thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Service with a smile.
We used to have a teacher at our school who looked like her.
Who are you?
Old Hatchet Face, we called her.
about this film.
Film?
With John Wayne.
Oh, yes. Look, do you know those two out there by the window?
What? Oh, yes. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, Collins.
Hello. I thought that you were watching John Wayne.
First show isn't till 3:20.
Oh.
We came back to look for you, but you'd gone already.
Yes.
Then Monty spotted you over here.
Well, come on then, Collins. Aren't you going to introduce us?
These are two boys from my school.
Pull up some chairs from over there, Beamer.
Okay.
Want anything else?
No, thank you.
No.
I'd think she wants us to go.
We paid for our coffees. We can stay as long as we like.
Yes. Well, I think I'll have to be going anyway. I've got to get this shopping.
I'll come with you.
Oh, yes, all right.
Thanks. Yes, we'll all come.
Yes. Well, now, careful, you don't miss your film.
Oh, we've still got an hour and a half.
We could go and have a drink.
What, in a pub?
We could.
All right.
What? Where are you two off to?
The pub. But you won't be able to come in because they'll never believe Beamer's old enough.
Oh, yes, they will. How old are you, Beamer?
15.
I know that. I mean, how old are you if anyone asks in the pub?
18.
Good. Right then, we're off. Right, I'll get them. What are you having?
Monty.
Shut up, Beamer. Ladies first.
I'll have a tomato juice.
Monty.
What are you having, Collins?
Look over there, Monty.
Oh, blimey, it's Proby.
Oh, let's get out quick.
It's too late. He's seen us.
Who is it?
What are you three doing in here?
Having a drink, sir.
Oh, no, you're not, Collins. This young lady with you?
Yes, sir.
Sorry, miss. I'm a master at their school.
Oh?
These boys are not supposed to be in a public house. Underage, see? And against school regulations.
I see.
Well, I suppose you're old enough to be in here yourself.
Mind your own business.
What? Right, you three. Outside. I'm going to finish up my drink, and when I've done, I'll come out and deal with you.
That's done it.
It was Colin's idea.
I'm sorry about that.
It's all right.
We'll have to wait here for him, I suppose. You'd better get off and do your shopping.
Yes.
Might see you sometime.
Yes?
If we get to Marksbridge again.
I live in the flats on the London Road.
Oh, I know them.
Well, I'd better be going.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye. See you. Hey, what number?
She's gone. Oh, never mind, mate.
Oh, shut up.
Look, come on, we'd better be standing by the door when he comes out, or he'll go mad.
Three dishcloths, two pillowcases, two sheets, six handkerchiefs. Hello, dear.
Hmm?
These aren't his. They send back different hankies every time from that laundry.
You'll never guess who I saw in the pub today.
No, dear. Look at these hankies, dear. They're not yours, are they?
Well, guess.
Oh, I can't. Who was it?
The boys. The ones from the school. The ones I'm looking after. In the pub, they were.
Oh, really? They're not as good as your ones, these, or I'd keep them.
See, I went into town at lunchtime.
Oh, yes?
And there they were, as large as life, walking into a public house with some little local tart they'd picked up.
Fancy.
They weren't expecting to see me.
No. Oh, I'd like to have seen their faces.
A picture they were. Picture.
You weren't too hard on them,
no,
dear.
No.
I mean, it is their holiday.
Yes.
Boys will be boys.
Always. But it has to stop.
Yes, dear.
Well, sort of thing might get the school a bad name. Nip it in the bud.
Yes, dear.
Well, I mean, they are my responsibility at the moment, I told them.
Yes.
Of course, it'll mean extra work.
Oh.
Well, it must do. Something to occupy them, that's what they need. I'll get things organized so that they'll be too tired to want to go down the pub. It's the only way.
But that'll use up all your free time, too.
One has to make sacrifices.
Do you really have to, dear? I mean, boys will be boys.
Why? And that's just why. I've been given a job to do. Now, if I do it well, might do me a bit of good. Might not. But it certainly won't go unnoticed. If I do it the other way, leave them to get on with it their own way, you know what'll happen.
No, dear.
They'll carry on like they have been, only worse. Pubs. Women. That's what boys are like.
Oh, there's no harm in them, I'm sure.
But when it got back, and it would get back, you know what they'd all say?
No, dear.
They'd say, oh, yes, Proby was in charge. But what do you expect? He's not one of us. Not one of our sort.
I thought you said you got on so well with them.
That's what they'd say. Only I won't give them the chance.
I'll buy for a penny.
There you are.
And another.
Right.
Thanks. Yes, I'll have a go.
Now, put them on the table.
There.
7442 17. Bit of an optimist, aren't you, Beamer?
I said I'd buy one. It is double for five-card trick.
If you get it.
Get on with it.
You've no sense of occasion, Collins. Ah. There. A five. That makes 22. You're bust.
Jolly near.
Jolly near is not enough. Fourpence, please. Collins?
I'll stick. Let's see,
Pay 19.
That's me. Penny, please.
There you are.
I'm 4 bob down.
What's up?
Well, come on, Monty. Deal.
Right. Place your bets, gentlemen.
Here, yeah, there's someone coming.
Get this lot away. I just want to go to Mace.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Right. Now, I'm not going to say anything more about the incidents that occurred yesterday, but it must be clear to you that I cannot condone that sort of behavior.
Yes, sir.
I don't want you to think that I don't understand you and the way you feel, but as members of this school, you have certain responsibilities, and like it or not, there are some things you cannot do even when on holiday.
Yes, sir.
I realize that 6 weeks is a long time for lads of your age to be cooped up in this school, especially with nothing much to do. But I think I can help you there.
In what way, sir?
If you'll be quiet and listen, Collins, I'm trying to tell you. I've been planning a provisional timetable for you. You will, for instance, be allowed to go into the town next week.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, I'm planning to take you round the local museum.
Is that compulsory,
sir? Yes, Collins! It is. Now this morning, boxing. In the gym, in 5 minutes.
Yes, sir.
Right, carry on.
Something has got to be done about him.
Any suggestions?
Plenty, but they're all illegal.
Help me lace up my gloves, Collins.
Oh, all right.
Over here, then. Now, then, the chairs represent the four corners of the ring. If anyone is knocked outside the perimeter of the chairs, they'll be considered knocked out of the ring, and the contest will be suspended until the boxer has climbed back into the ring.
That'll be you, Beamer.
Oh. Now, you'll see that I've set up two rings. Montgomery and Collins, you can go and spar at the far end of the gym.
Yes, sir.
Beamer, you can box with me. I'll teach you a few of the basics, boy.
Me, sir?
Yes, you, boy.
Right. I wonder what flowers Beamer wants for his tombstone.
Careful, Proby could always change his mind and knock you about instead.
No, Beamer's smaller. He'll always be favourite.
Right, then. Shake hands and come out fighting.
Must we?
Seconds out, first round and all that?
Look, if I concede defeat, will that satisfy you?
What? Giving up before you even started? Come on, defend yourself. Oh, here, watch it. You could have hurt me. Well, we're supposed to be boxing.
Yeah, but there's no reason to hit me like that.
Well, Proby will go mad if he doesn't see us boxing.
Yes, well, I can see that I shall have to teach you a few of the finer points of the game. Now, start panting and then circle round.
What are you talking about?
Well, you circle round, you see, looking for an opening, like this. And then, every so often, you rush forward, and then you block my punch. That's it. And then we circle round again.
I haven't got the idea.
Oh, yes, I have, mate. I've studied it. You can go on for ages this way without anybody getting hurt.
He's looking this way.
Keep moving. And if all else fails, go into a clinch like they do on the telly.
Come on, Beamer. Hit me.
Hit you, sir.
Go on, as hard as you can.
All right.
And I parry. Now, harder than that.
Harder?
You won't hurt me, son. You bigger men than you have tried and failed.
Yes, sir.
There you are. See, I parry the blow again. The next step is to come in with a counter-attack. Now, I'll show you.
Yes, sir.
Right, go on, lad. Try and hit me. Right, now, I parry and counter.
Oh!
See? See where you went wrong there, Beamer?
No, sir.
Oh, you weren't ready for the counter, boy. Try again.
Yes, sir.
Come on. Try and hit me again.
Yes, sir.
And parry and counter. That was even worse, Beamer. You weren't ready for the counter, boy. You were off balance.
Yes, sir.
Well, get up then, boy. Come on. Don't spend your time down there, man. Now shave up again.
Poor old Beamer's getting it.
Yeah. If I were him, I'd stay down.
It's jolly tiring, all this circling round.
I think he'd notice if we sat down.
Better not risk it.
Look. If you hit me, not hard, I could fall down.
That's it.
I'd do the same for you.
Well, I didn't even hit you.
It wasn't worth it. He wasn't looking.
Now you try it. Parry and counter. You weren't quick enough, Beamer.
No, sir.
Now try again.
Can't we have a break, sir?
All right. Come on, you two, bring it up.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Collins, how do you spell pugilist?
What do you want to know that for?
My letter to my parents. I was going to say that Mr. Proby is trying to make me a better boxer. But pugilist sounds more impressive, I think. Do you know how to spell it?
P-U-N-C-H-B-H-E.
Well, that's not pugilist.
No, but it's more like what you were in the gym.
Oh, I don't know what to say to them. I mean, Proby is bound to expect us to have written a lot, and I can't think of anything.
Did you mention your cross-country triumph?
Sort of. I seem to have put down everything we've done. Except about the pub, and I couldn't put that, could I? And I've still only done a page and a half. I don't suppose that'll be enough, will it?
Oh, fill it up with how much you miss them and all that.
I've done that. What have you written?
Well, it's mainly about the changing role of the British diplomat abroad.
You what? But what's that got to do with your holiday?
Nothing, really, but Dad'll be interested. I told him I was going to speak about it in the debating society next term, and I wanted to get the details right.
Oh, that's crafty.
It is brilliant. You see, his answers will give me more questions to ask him, and that will fill my other letters through the holidays. I can never think of anything else to say to them.
That's a jolly good idea.
You could use it, Collins. I mentioned you in the letter.
Oh, thanks.
You see, you being our resident lefty, I said I'd be speaking against you in the debate.
I'll bear it in mind.
Good evening, sir.
Well, I should think you all feel like a good night's sleep after all we've packed into today. So you won't mind an early lights out. Only I have to check on your every move, see? Now you've shown you can't be trusted. Now then, before lights out, have you all written your letters home?
Yes, sir.
Right, hold them up. Collins?
It's private, sir.
I don't want to read it, Collins. I just want to make sure that there are at least two pages. I don't want anyone's mammy or daddy to say that their little precious has been neglecting them while they've been under my care. Right, you may seal them down. I'll post them on my way back.
Thank you, sir.
Hurry up, then. Come on, Beamer.
Here you are, sir.
Right. Good night.
Good night, sir.
Good night, sir.
Right. We're off.
I'd better give it a minute. Probably might come back.
It's a bit risky, isn't it? I mean, suppose he's drinking in there again tonight. We'll get it then.
There are other pubs down there. We'll go to one of them. Oh, can you see his car out of that window, Beamer?
Just about. It'd be just our luck to choose the one Proby's in.
Never. We are going to strike it lucky tonight, Beamer, my old chump. Birds, booze, the lot, all waiting for us in Moxbridge. Now, come on, get your shoes on, Collins.
Yeah, well, we've got to get rid of Proby first. Has he gone?
He's in the driveway now. He's looking back.
Get down!
It's all right, he's got into his car. The stupid thing won't start.
Well, that's all we need. Well, we could always play cards instead.
You can sit here and play patience if you like, Collins. We're off to paint the town.
He's off. I've got the torch.
All right, I'll keep it down.
Okay, Beamer. Open that window.
Easy does it.
Do we have to go through the window?
He'll have locked the door. And anyway, we'd have to go past Matron's room.
Down onto the roof of the gym, then onto the bins. Be easy.
You go first, then.
All right. Just let me get my trousers on and I will.
You sure he's gone?
Be home by now.
I wish me luck.
Careful, Collins.
All right.
How's he doing?
He's on the roof of the gym.
Right, I'll go next. This will be some local bird's lucky night, Beamer.
I hope so, I hope so. Well, here goes.
But we're trying to forget Randy Moxbridge marches on. Randy Moxbridge. Randy Moxbridge. Randy Moxbridge, and she's got no knickers on.
I don't know what we've got to sing about.
Well, it passes the time.
It's 2 o'clock. Shouldn't we be a bit quieter?
There's nobody about. Come on.
Randy Moxbridge. Randy Moxbridge. Randy Moxbridge, and she's got no knickers on.
We're a bit near to the school. You'd better shut up or Matron will hear us.
She's as deaf as a post.
She'll hear us.
How's this for shooting? Straight between the bins.
Missed. Rotten shot, Beamer.
Oh, it was close.
Miles out. Oh,
come on, then. Three in. Right. You're in goal, Beamer, right?
Oh, I always have to be in goal. Oh, stop moaning.
And it's past one man. Right. Past two men. And he's through.
Oh, pass it, Collins.
And he shoots. What a save.
You should have passed. I was unmarked.
Well, of course you were bloody unmarked. It was only you and me and the goalkeeper playing. Don't you think we're making too much noise?
Well, we might just as well go in anyway. It's no fun playing with just the three of us, especially when Collins never passes it.
We're not going to climb back the way we came in, are we?
Have you got a better idea?
The door?
It'll be locked.
Right, well, who's going first?
Well, I will.
Right.
Up on the bins, then.
Okay.
I can't reach.
We'll jump up and try and get hold of the pipe. We'll catch you if you fall. Nearly. Nearly, try again.
Great, I've got hold of the pipe and now I can't move.
What's going on?
That's done it.
What's going on? Who's there?
It's Matron. What do we do now?
Well, don't leave me up here.
Hide somewhere.
Collins! Too late.
Who is it?
I've got a gun.
She has two.
It's the old shotgun from the headmaster's study.
Don't shoot. It's only us, Matron.
You know what time it is?
2 o'clock. Sorry if we disturbed you.
I should think you did disturb me. All that screeching and banging about.
We were singing.
And playing football.
Oh, that's what it was it?
I'm coming down. Don't shoot.
What Where are you doing up there? You might have hurt yourself.
Well, I was trying to get in. We left the window open.
I say, that thing isn't loaded, is it?
Of course.
What, real bullets? Live ammunition?
Yes.
Gosh.
And you came rushing out here ready to tackle a whole gang of burglars? Weren't you worried sick?
Of course not. Knew it wasn't burglars. Burglars wouldn't have made so much noise. I thought it was yobbos.
Yobbos.
Oh, so you came out with your trusty rifle to pot a yobbo or two?
I came out to frighten them off. Fire a couple of shots over their heads, they'd soon go running.
But there weren't any yobbos, only us.
Worse than yobbos, all that noise.
Oh, we really are sorry that we woke you up, Matron.
Oh, I don't know about you boys. First Mr. Proby catches you in the pub and now this. Oh, well, you'd better come in, I suppose.
Oh, thank you, Matron.
Thank you, Matron.
Mr. Proby told me he'd forbidden you to go down to the town.
It is our holiday.
And we had to walk both ways. There's no bus at this time of night.
It's a long way. So we thought we'd have a little sing-song to help us along.
And we forgot that we might be disturbing you.
I don't believe a word of it.
Oh, would we tell you a lie, Matron?
Of course you would.
Do you have to tell Mr. Proby, Matron?
What? You come in here screaming and shouting at 2 o'clock in the morning and expect me to let you off?
It won't happen again.
I should think it won't.
Go on, Matron. Give us a break. Don't tell him.
Well, I...
You are a sport, Matron.
Just this once.
It won't happen again.
Won't it? Now, go on. Up to bed with you.
Thanks, Matron.
Thank you, Matron.
Oh, and boys.
Yes, Matron?
While I remember, there were some letters for all of you this morning. I forgot to give them to you. Hang on a minute.
Oh, Lord, I just wrote to them, too. Isn't that typical? I bet they expect me to reply to this.
Matron's great.
Oh, I knew she'd let us off.
Oh, so you knew I'd let you off, did you, Montgomery? Now, there are your letters. Now, I'll be off with you before I change my mind.
Thanks again, Matron.
Yes, it's jolly good of you, Matron. Good night.
Good night, boy.
Good night, Matron. Good night,
Matron. That was lucky.
Of course, it's our lucky night. I told you it would be.
I didn't notice.
It was great. We've got to go down there another night.
It wasn't too bad. Better than being stuck here, I suppose.
What do you mean? It's all happening down there. That coffee bar with all the kinky posters and everything?
I suppose it might be worth going down again.
You know, I bet if you pick the right night, all the local ravers go in there. That's the sort of place they always use.
Oh, well, we'll go down again tomorrow night, eh, Monty?
You know, I think that girl in the leather jacket fancied me.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, she was staring at me all the time.
I didn't notice that, did you, Colin?
Shut up, will you? I'm trying to read this.
Charming. Why didn't you say something to her, Monty?
What, her?
Well, why not?
She was scruffy. That leather jacket. She had dirty hair. Looked like she'd just got off the back of some ton-up boy's motorcycle.
Well, you're not going to meet any Debs round here, are you?
One has to maintain certain standards.
I just think you were scared. I didn't see her staring at you anyway.
Oh, yes, she was. All the time.
Nothing wrong, is there, Collins? The letter? Bad news?
Leave me alone, can't you?
Girlfriend had a sex change operation. Oh, he's always so moody. Well, we'd better turn in. Proby's going to have us boxing first thing in the morning.
Oh. What time is it?
7:50.
What are you doing, Collins?
I'm packing.
Yes, I can see that. It's a bit early, isn't it?
Not for me. I should ask Proby before you start packing. He'll want everything to be official.
There's a train this evening. I'll tell him before I go.
Tell him, will you? The best of luck.
I wonder how my parents would feel if I suddenly turned up out of the blue.
I wouldn't bother to wonder about it, Beamer, because you've got another 5 weeks with Proby. So have I, and so has our friend Collins here.
Is there any more?
There's some more fried bread if you want it.
Rather. Jolly good.
And some for me.
Yes, I think we can manage it. How about you?
What?
Do you want any more?
More what?
Fried bread.
No, thank you.
Still asleep, are you?
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
I should go back to bed if I were you.
Can't do that, Matron. It's his morning for washing up.
Then boxing in the gym with Proby.
What, again? I thought you were down in the gym yesterday.
We were, and we're down there again today.
On your holiday, too. Well, he's working you too hard.
I wish you'd tell him that, Matron. Enjoy the washing up, Collins.
Think they can play me up, they do. Do what we like with old Proby, they think. Ganging up on me, they are. Just what the headmaster wanted, that is. Aye, that'll give him his excuse. Can't fault my work, see? Nothing wrong with that. Finest gym master this school will ever see. But he'll make this out reason enough. Get in one of his old boy pals. More in keeping with the tone of the school, Proby. I've seen him watching me out of the corner of his eye if ever I get to talk to one of the parents. Thinks I might say the wrong thing, see? Offend their sensitive hearing. Well, I could tell them a thing or two if I had a mind to. They think that they can get rid of me, do they? I'll show them. Aye. They'll be sorry if they cross me.
Come on then, Beamer. Get your guard up.
Can't we wait till Proby gets here?
No, we can't. It'll create a good impression if we've started already.
Oh, all right. But don't actually hit me, will you?
Come on, Beamer. Don't be such a baby. Oh! We ought to look keen, because then he might let us off early.
Well, it seems such a waste of effort when he's not even here to see it.
Look, it's no wonder that Proby's always going on at you. You've got no proper guard at all.
You're bigger than me.
That's got nothing to do with it. If you had a proper guard, I wouldn't be able to hit you. See?
Morning, boys.
Morning, sir.
Oh. That's it, Montgomery. Into him. Lead with your right.
Sir?
Ow! Come on, Beamer. You're leaving yourself wide open.
But that was low, sir.
I'll be the judge of that, Beamer. Box on.
Well, it jolly well was low. Oh, I wasn't even ready for that one.
Stop bleating, Beamer. Box on. Ah, Mr. Collins. So glad you could join us.
I was doing the washing up, sir.
Well, you didn't hurry yourself, did you?
Well, there was rather a lot, sir.
I see. You two box on. Yes. Mr. Collins is going to teach me a bit of boxing.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Collins is for it.
Come on then, Collins. Now, let's see your right hook, right? Oh, no power in it, boy, no power.
I'm sorry, sir.
Right, try it again. Weaker still, and you weren't ready for my counter.
Well, no, sir, you winded me a bit.
Oh, you'll get worse than that in a match, Collins. Now, slow motion. I bring across my right hook, and you parry it. That's it. Now, full speed. I said full speed, Collins. You're still in slow motion, right? Right. That's it. Now then, now this time, be ready with your counter, right? Yeah? That's terrible, Collins. You got no coordination, boy. You're mowing like an inebriated blancmange. Right, now try again. Right, right.
Oh.
Oh,
look. God. He's kidding, isn't he? What?
Are you all right, sir?
He's out like a light.
What happened, Collins?
I hit him.
What with?
He said to parry his right hook and then counterattack. He kept saying that I wasn't doing it properly. I hit him and he went down.
Well, you've done it now. Well, you know what he'll be like when he comes round. If he ever does come round.
It's all right. He's still breathing. Do you think I should fan him or something?
No, don't bring him round. We've got to think what we're going to do first.
Well, it wasn't us. It wasn't anything to do with us.
No, it wasn't. You'll have to face him on your own when he comes round, Collins. Well, it was all your fault.
I won't be here. I'm all packed. I'm leaving.
Well, you can't just run away from it, you know. You'll have to face him next term, and that'll be even worse.
But that letter I had last night. My dad's dead. He died in hospital. He never came round at all, really, after the accident. They think that my mum will be all right, but... Well, you see, I've got to go back. I'm the only one.
I am sorry, old chap.
Yes, jolly bad luck.
Jolly bad luck. I might as well go now.
Look, I am sorry, Collins, honestly. Don't think I don't sympathise, but couldn't you wait to see Proby before you go? For our sake.
There's no need.
Well, for your own sake, then. If he takes this the wrong way, there's no telling what he'll do. Well, it doesn't do to get on the wrong side of a master, even a PT master. A really stinking report from him could affect your career chances, your university place.
You don't understand, do you?
That's all finished with.
Career is now. There'll be a vacancy on the paper, I suppose, and I'll get it, if any out of sympathy. Moxbridge Hall, Proby, you two, you're all past already. You see, there's nothing he can do. Not now.
Such Quantities of Sand was written by Bill Lyons. Proby was played by Windsor Davis, Montgomery by Sean Barrett, Beamer by Stanley Bates, and Collins by Nigel Anthony. Production was by Roger Pine.